Hello, I am Brenda Majeure, the music teacher at Northview Seventh-day Adventist School. Today, you will hear the students of Northview Seventh-day Adventist School present the Three Angels' Messages from Revelation 14, 6 through 12. These are critical messages for these times in which we live. As you listen to the students share, pray for the Holy Spirit to enlighten you on how to apply these messages to your life and how to share them with others.
What is a star? We think of a star as a shining light up in the heavens. Our shining star is the sun. But beyond any physical value, what really is a star? Could there be heavenly beings that are also called stars? Let's turn into our Bibles to find the answer to this intriguing question. Turn to Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Revelation 1:20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. So, here the Bible tells us that a star is a symbol of an angel. An angel is a messenger.
God sends angels to help us understand the things we cannot see. Throughout the book of Revelation, we see angels coming from heaven, bringing special messages to people on earth.
It was Angel Gabriel who brought a special message to Mary when she was about to become the mother of Jesus.
In the last days, these angels play a very important part in getting people ready for the second coming of Christ.
In the book of Revelation, chapter 14, God sends three angels with very important messages. We will consider these messages today.
Satan knows that when these messages go out, Jesus will come and evil will be no more.
It has been Satan's purpose ever since he was cast out of heaven to take God out of the throne of the universe.
This has been ongoing warfare, and Earth is the epicenter of this great battle, a battle which rages within each and everyone's heart.
As these angels go out, Satan fears because he knows that he has a short time.
Today, Satan wants to blow your view of God and cast down God from the throne of your heart.
He has been feeding you misinformation.
It's time that we dust off this old book and read and study it like never before, and by God's grace, live by every word.
God has not left us in the dark in this great conflict between good and evil. He has sent us angels. He has sent us the three angels of Revelation 14 to tell us what is about to happen. Let us turn now.
In Revelation 14, 6 through 12, we hear a three-part warning, which is to prepare for the inhabitants of the earth for the Lord's second coming and to bring us safely through this conflict. Let's consider these three important messages.
Three angels in the sky. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Ready? Let's begin the story.
First angel, give God the glory.
He's always fair and good and true.
He'll do what's right for me and you.
He made the earth and outer space.
Now go and tell in every place.
Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water.
What is the everlasting gospel?
John 3:16 tells us, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but it also says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Like Adam and Eve, we have chosen to listen to the serpent, the devil, and through successive generations, evil has gotten a grip on humanity. In our state, we would never be safe to enter heaven. We would begin a war there. Heaven would not be heaven.
But God waters there. Therefore, He sent His Son on a very expensive errand to save us.
Matthew 1:21 tells us what we're being saved from. Let's read it. Matthew 1:21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Jesus came to forgive our sins and to help us live in obedience to God's law. We learn to be like Jesus, and he fit us for heaven.
He came to show us how to be citizens of heaven. In our fallen state, it is impossible to do this on our own.
So he became one like us and paid for the wages of our sins by dying in our place.
When we realize what great love he has for us and how far he was willing to come to save us, our hearts begin to desire him. We begin to believe that he can help us. This is called faith.
The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We don't deserve it. It is a free gift that cost the life of God's Son.
The spotless Son of God hung upon the cross. His flesh lacerated with stripes. Those hands so often reached out in blessing, nailed to the wooden bars.
Those feet so tireless on ministries of love, spiked to the tree. That royal head pierced by the crown of thorns. Those quivering lips shaped to the cry of woe.
And all that he endured, the blood drops that flowed from his head, his hands, his feet, the agony that racked his frame, and the unutterable anguish that filled his soul at the hiding of his father's face, speaks to each child of humanity, declaring,
"It is for you that the Son of God consents to bear this burden of guilt.
For you he spoils the domain of death and opens the gates of paradise.
He who stilled the angry waves and walked the foam-capped billows.
Who made devils tremble and disease flee.
Who opened the blind's eyes and called forth the dead to life.
Offers himself upon the cross as a sacrifice, and this in love to thee.
What a wonderful, merciful Savior.
Spirit, we long to embrace. You offer hope when
sent its best gift. It sent Jesus. 1 John 1:9 tells us that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
This gospel and the three angels' message is to go to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. That includes you and me.
It is a worldwide movement for sure, and it's speaking to us right now.
Today is a good day to hear and respond to its message. Are you willing to ask Jesus in your heart? You can ask him in right now. He loves you and wants to save you.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him?
The message of salvation has been preached in all ages, but this message is part of the gospel which could be proclaimed only in the last days, for only then would it be true that the hour of judgment has come.
What is the judgment that this message is talking about?
It talks of the closing work of Christ's ministration for salvation of men. This must be proclaimed until the Savior's intercession in the heavenly sanctuary is finished, and he comes to bring his people home.
The message commands all to fear God and give glory to him,
and to worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water.
This is a call to worship. It identifies who the real God is, the creator of the heavens and earth. This language is also found in the fourth commandment. Turn with me to Exodus 28-11. Exodus 28-11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
The seventh-day Sabbath, Saturday, will play a crucial part in the last days because it identifies God as the Creator, whom we are being called to worship here.
In Revelation 14, the first angel is followed by a second proclaiming, Babylon is fallen that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Revelation 14:8. The term Babylon is derived from Babel and means confusion. It is used in scripture to show various forms of false or apostate religion.
This Babylon here is talking about a system of worship that has made the nations drunk with their philosophies and teachings. People are following false doctrines. As a result, they're worshiping contrary to God's word.
The three angels' messages will counteract these teachings, making Babylon fall and setting straight who the real God we should worship.
The fall of Babylon must apply to religious bodies that once were pure but now have become corrupt, churches who are not following the Bible.
In Revelation 18:4, it says, "Come out of her, my people." According to Scripture, many of God's people must still be in Babylon, so they need to hear this message.
Second angel, the city's going down! Watch out! Be safe! Get out of town!
The third angel's warning is if any man worships the beast and his image and receives the mark on his forehead or on his head, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God.
Who is this beast?
It is the leopard-like beast of Revelation 13, the same as the little horn in Daniel chapter 7.
He is given power and authority by the dragon. He has both civil and religious power.
It is through the system of religion, along with the Roman Emperor, Constantine, that the Sabbath, Saturday, was changed to Sunday.
This was prophesied in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, that the little horn of Daniel 7, which arises out of Rome, would think to change times and law, Daniel 7:25.
What is the image of the beast?
The image of the beast is formed when the churches that null and follow God's commandments start using civil power for the enforcement of their doctrines.
People will have to choose whether they will follow God's law, including the fourth commandment, or man's law.
Satan will use whatever means necessary to cause both great and small to take the mark of the beast.
After the warning against the worships of the beast and his image, the prophecy declares, "Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus."
Since those who keep God's commandments are thus placed in contrast with those that worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark, it follows that the keeping of God's law, on the one hand, and its violation, on the other, will make the distinction between the worshippers of God and the worshippers of the beast. So, the mark of the beast is what makes him distinguishable.
Yes, and according to the contrast presented in Revelation 14, it is breaking God's law. So when one receives the mark of the beast, he is choosing to break God's law rather than obey it.
And that part of God's law is especially attacked is the fourth commandment to remember God's Sabbath day, the seventh day, as God set aside at creation.
With the issue thus clearly brought before him, whoever shall trample upon God's law to obey a human enactment receives the mark of the beast. He accepts the sign of allegiance to the power which he chooses to obey instead of God.
Thus the message of the third angel will be proclaimed. The angel who unites and proclaims nation of the third angel's message is to lighten the whole earth with his glory, a work of worldwide extent and unwonted power is here foretold.
The inhabitants of the earth will be brought to take their stand. The message will be carried, not so much by argument as by the deep conviction of the Spirit of God.
Third angel, be patient, trust Jesus, in light and in dark. He'll always protect you like Noah in the ark.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they. Here are they.
issue of the contest, all Christendom will be divided into two great classes: those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, and those who worship the beast in his image and receive his mark.
Revelation 15:2-3. The prophet speaks of them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name. They stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God and singing the song of Moses and the Lamb.
And according to Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
Son.
The great controversy has been raging for ages. Unseen angels are battling on every side. Our struggles are their struggles.
God did not plan this rebellion, but foresaw it happening and met the emergency by sending his Son to die in our place. The cross of Calvary was the climax of the story. Now, the end is fast approaching. Three angels are declaring their warnings.
Soon, the great battle will be over. We must each choose what side we'll be on and whom we will worship.
Sin and sinners will be no more.
The entire universe will be clean.
One pulse of harmony and gladness will beat throughout the vast creation.
From the minutest atom to the greatest world, all things, animate and inanimate, in their unshadowed beauty and perfect joy, will declare that
God is love.
Heaven will be a wonderful place of peace and joy with our Lord. Right now, we can only imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when our day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will
Thank you for joining us today as we studied the three angels' messages from Revelation 14, 6 through 12. I will end our program with a quote from one of my favorite books, The Great Controversy, page 450. In the issue of the contest, all Christendom will be divided into two great classes, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus, and those who worship the beast and his image and receive his mark. Although church and state will unite their power to compel all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, Revelation 13, 16, to receive the mark of the beast, yet the people of God will not receive it. The prophet of Patmos beholds them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God and singing the song of Moses and the Lamb, Revelation 15, 2 and 3. We will look forward to meeting with you again as the students present Christ's righteousness. Thank you for joining us today.